Hey, girl. Picture this. You, your comfiest PJs, and a phone call with your absolute BFF. Well, guess what? The Mom Betch podcast is your new virtual girlfriend on speed dial, serving up all the real talk, laughter, and support you need. Go to www.mombetch.com and stream where you listen to your podcasts. Mom Betch podcast is ready for you.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Parenting Teens with Dr. Cam, a podcast about navigating adolescence without losing our minds. Each week, I guide you around the teenage landmines with practical tips, simple solutions, and words of encouragement. I'm your host, Dr. Cam. Let's get on with the show. Hello, parents, and welcome back to another episode of Parenting Teens with Dr. Cam. I'm your host, Dr. Cam, and today I'm talking with special education teacher Laura Orlando. Laura, who is also a mom, started her business Gracious Adventures to give moms creative ways to connect with their tweens and teen daughters, as well as tools and strategies to help build up their confidence, which we all want to do. Welcome, Laura. I'm so happy to have you here.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, so let's start. Tell us a little bit about you and how you got into Gracious Adventures.
Yes, absolutely. So like you said, I'm a special education teacher by day, and I started Gracious Adventures because I have a daughter. I had a daughter who was going into those tween years, and I could just feel us like drifting apart a little bit. She was changing, things were changing, and I'm like, I need creative ways to connect with her. It can't just be, you know, the day-to-day thing. So I started Gracious Adventures, and we started this bucket list. I like to call it an adventure list, where we do these creative things together. And it really just changed our relationship. And I just wanted to share that with everyone around me, just all these ideas that we have been doing together. And I really wanted to give her creative ways also to build her confidence as well. And as a teacher, I was always dealing with my students who were just, you know, had this negative self-talk and no confidence in themselves. And I'm like, we need to change things. We can't just keep doing this every single year. It's like, I grew up without any confidence, and there's all these tools out there that can help them. Like, why do we wait till we're in our 20s and 30s to build our confidence in that personal development aspect? I'm like, there's so many tools. We can give our teens and tweens these tools right now. And that's exactly why I wanted to create this place for moms to go to find creative ways to connect with their kids and to build their confidence as well.
I love that, because we know that during the teen years, the tween and teen years, is when we're actually hardwiring our belief systems about ourselves.
Yep.
So that's why when we start in our 20s, it takes pretty much the rest of our life to rewire what was hardwired at that point. So what you're doing is giving us a way to hardwire the confidence into our teens and to create that connection with our teens when it's going to really stick.
Yeah.
And then they don't spend the rest of their life, like you said, trying to fix it. Right.
Exactly.
So let's just get it right the first time.
Yeah. Let's get it right the first time.
That's exactly. I mean, that's why we do what we do, right? Because we want to set that up. So tell me a little bit about what Gracious Adventures is and what you guys do.
So what I do is I share ways to connect. So like I said before, my daughter and I started a bucket list, which I like to call it an adventure list. And it was just all the things that we wanted to try and do and to get her to step outside of her comfort zone, because I think that's the number one key for building your confidence, is stepping outside of your comfort zone and doing things that scare you a little bit that you've never tried before. And that's what I do. I share ideas for moms to connect with their daughters by doing those kinds of things. We took all these classes together, like hand lettering and watercolor and chalk art, and we did some things out in the community. And it just really helped her to step outside of her comfort zone so she can do those things that kind of scare her a little bit. Growing up, I was scared to try anything new if I wasn't going to be good at it. So it really taught her to, like, when we took hand lettering, like, she completely shut down the one time because she wasn't doing it the best, you know, like the teacher was doing it. And she's like, I'm giving up. And it was like a great learning experience for her to just learn how to fail and then to get back up again. And that's what Gracious Adventures is all about, and really about building her confidence. It's kind of like, I like to combine those together with connecting with her and having teaching moments as well.
So we've got parents that are like, I love this idea. This is great. How in the world do I get my teen to buy into this?
I know.
What do we do together? So let's say I'm sitting here and I go, I really want to connect with my daughter, but she's not coming out of her room.
Yeah.
How do I start?
Yeah. So my suggestion is just start taking like little steps. And the first thing you could do is like, say, hey, let's go get a Starbucks together. Let's go. Something that's stepping outside your comfort zone that we just did the other day was, let's go to Starbucks and try a new drink that we've never tried before. Something fun, something that's a little bit stepping outside your comfort zone, but you know, they don't think that it's that way. Mm-hmm. That was really fun for us to do. And another tip is just going in. I like to go in, like when I tell my daughter, you know, you have to put your clothes away, make your bed and things like that. I like to go in and help her like with a chore sometimes. And she sees me like opening up and trying to help her with a task that she has. And then we can just start conversations in that way as well. It's just taking like little baby steps and opening up that door. And guess what? That door is not always going to be open. And that's okay. You just have to keep trying and not say, I give up, I'm done. She's too hard to talk to and work with. So they're always going to have, sometimes they're going to have times where they don't want to talk and do things with you. And that's okay. But you just have to keep trying again.
That is so important to hear, because I think a lot of parents, probably all parents, take it really personally when their teen doesn't want to talk to them or their teen wants to shut themselves up in their room. And it's not about us. Yep. I think that's what's really hard for us to realize, is it's not about us. There's days that we don't feel like talking to anybody. Absolutely. There's days that we want to shut ourselves up in our room. They have a lot of those days, because being a teen, let's face it, sucks. It's hard.
It's really,
really, really stressful and hard. Yeah. So there's days they just need to decompress. So you're saying, make yourself available, make it light, and, you know, help them out. Absolutely. And then doing these, and I love that you said just going to Starbucks, because I mean, my daughter's 100% into that already. You know, I'm like, oh, I can do that. It doesn't mean you have to go jump out of a plane together.
No,
it means you can go and do something really simple. But it's fun. It's a challenge. It's something you're doing together. And the other thing I love about that is, not only are they learning to fail and get through it, they're watching you probably fail at stuff.
Yeah.
And how do you get through that failure, which is really a good lesson.
Yeah. You always have to share those times. I really try to share those times to tell my daughter and my son, just, you know, when I fail and fall and when I'm scared, like, you know, you're nervous about things. I want them to know that. I don't want them to think that I have it all together, because sometimes they think that you're perfect. No, no one is. That is
no.
A word that we do not say in my house, by the way. Perfect is not a word. I always say that.
It's not achievable.
It's not a word.
So let's stop trying, right?
Yeah.
So how did you come up with a list of things to do?
So I kind of have a little method that I use now. The first thing that we do is we fill out, before we make our list, is called an interest inventory. So it's all the things like about yourself. What things interest you? What things do you like? What foods do you like? What restaurants do you like? What things interest you? And it's just kind of like a fill in the blank, and you kind of circle things. And then that's something that you do separately. And then I like to come together with her and we just brainstorm. There's a blank sheet of paper and you just write down all your ideas, things that you want to do, things that she wants to do. And then you come together and you make your list from that brainstorming sheet. And what I like to say is, like, you need to put things on that list that she likes to do that you don't want to do. And you have to put things on your list that you want to do that she doesn't. Because you have to teach her to step outside her comfort zone and do these different things, because you never know, you might absolutely love something and you might absolutely hate something.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And what's cool about that is you're showing interest in her, but you're also teaching her to show interest in somebody else. Because I think a lot of us feel like, oh, our teens are so self-centered. They only think about themselves. Well, yeah, that's how their brain is set up, right? Like, it's not because they're selfish. It's how they view the world. So helping them to step out of that is so important. And you're doing it in a fun way, in a way that's kind of equal. So they feel like, okay, mom is giving, I can give, rather than mom's always taking, which sometimes it feels like, or we feel like they're always taking.
Exactly. Right?
So we end up more on equal ground. So you're talking about building confidence using these. Can you talk a little bit more about what these skills are that you're trying to weave into these adventures?
Absolutely. So my number one, like I said before, is just stepping outside of her comfort zone and doing things that scare her a little bit. We went on vacation last week, and one of the things that I had on our list was, we're going to go parasailing. She's terrified of water.
That's a big one then.
Yeah, but she did it anyway, and she was scared the whole time. But when she got off, she's like, I'm glad I did it, but I never want to do it again. So she faced her fear. And I think back to when I was young, and my mom would have said, okay, you don't have to do it. You're done. You don't have to do anything like that. And that would have just, if I would have said that to her, that would have really held her back and saying, okay, well, I can just give up and not try things. And that won't grow my confidence at all. Like, she was proud of herself for doing something like that. And it doesn't have to be something crazy like parasailing, but it just gets them to step outside their comfort zone. And every time you do that, your confidence builds. I believe that confidence is like building blocks. Every time you do something courageous and something that has courage, you're building your confidence each and every time. It's just something that builds upon each other. And doing these adventures and really weaving in those conversations. We've had amazing conversations doing these adventures as well. Mm-hmm. It's not just like doing the activity. Things come up where it's like, it's just you two. You're having fun. You're laughing. Sometimes you're not always laughing and getting along. You know, sometimes you get frustrated with the things that you're doing, but you're having great conversations within that. And that really helps build her confidence as well, because she can feel like she can talk to you. And that's one thing that I get DM'd a lot about, is like, how do I get her to open up and talk to me? And it's just like doing those kinds of things together. And it doesn't have to be grand. It can just be simple. Like we said, going to Starbucks, it just needs to happen. And you need to make the plan to do it.
Yeah. And I'm going to kind of go back on what the parents are DMing you to. It's like, how do I create that connection? And the fact that, you know, you're pushing your daughter and yourself to do things that are really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I'm picturing that happening where it becomes a conflict. Yeah. Where the parents are like, I want you to try something comfortable, you know, uncomfortable and push out. And the teen is like resisting, and it ends up being a battle. How do you avoid that?
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If it becomes a battle where it's like a screaming match and you just say, okay, let's try something else, maybe something a little bit smaller, start small, and then you can get a little bigger as you go. I don't think pushing them to do anything like to a fight is worth it. I think that's going to happen sometimes, but just like starting small and say, okay, let's try something else, and maybe brainstorming together what you guys can do, on another level. I don't know. I think, you're not always going to resist conflict, but sometimes you just have to have that conversation as well.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think it's important.
That's hard.
But I think it's important to realize that it's like, it's not asking them to do stuff that they're not agreeing to do.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm guessing teen had already said, yeah, let's try that. Then they get there and they're like, oh, why did I agree to this? And then it's going, okay, you said you wanted to, now you're getting scared. That's different than, okay, I'm going to push you to do something uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So I just, you know, I think we get very, and I'm saying this as a mom myself, like we want our kids to break out of the comfort zone. We want our kids to be bold and brave and, you know, do these things, but sometimes at the expense of us pushing them before they're ready.
Yep.
So I think being able to kind of gauge that. It's really cool. So if people want to do these adventures or want to work with you or want some suggestions, how can they find you? How can they work with you?
So I'm at graciousadventures.com, and you can find me on Instagram and Facebook. I have a little Facebook group just for moms and daughters that want to. We talk about adventure ideas. We just made a whole list of ideas for you for this summer. It's just like a free Facebook group that you can join. It's just a great way for us to have conversations and talk about connecting with our daughters and just building their confidence. And it's just been so much fun, and I'm so passionate about it, and I hope I can help as many moms and daughters as I can. It's just really fun.
It's a great idea. And you know, moms and daughters, moms and sons, absolutely, dads and daughters,
absolutely,
dads and
family, like this thing. Yeah,
this can work with and the whole family. Yeah, I love
yes.
that. Like this,
yeah,
can
we've
work
done
with
that
everyone.
Many times. Yeah, in the summer we definitely do that as a family. It's fun.
Yeah, and really just fun. Getting out of their comfort zone. I think the last thing I want to ask is about time. Because, you know, how do you find the time to do these adventures when we're so busy?
Absolutely. So my suggestion is you both have to look at your calendars, because everyone is busy with after school activities during the school year and during the summer. Look at your calendars and set a date and put it on the calendar and make it a non-negotiable. You have to plan ahead. Basically, it's not just like, oh, I can't, it's not always going to be like on the whim, let's go do this. It has to be intentional, and it has to be non-negotiable. Like, nope, we're canceling all everything else. You're not going with your friends at night, or, you know, in a couple weeks, they know this is happening on this day. So that's really helped us too. Like, she'll put it on her little calendar in her bedroom, and that works really good too. Just making and making a point to schedule it and clearing your schedule for that.
Yeah. And I think I love that idea of scheduling it and making it a non-negotiable, because one thing that will completely backfire and do the opposite is if you promise that you're going to do something with your kids and you break that promise and you can't do it.
I know.
That's soul crushing. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we all experience sometimes, right, where things come up and we just can't do it, but make that like everything you can possibly think of. Make sure if you're putting it on the calendar, you're going to be able to do it, and you're going to stick through it, because I think that's really important.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So any parting words of wisdom or encouragement for parents with teenagers?
Just you're doing awesome. And I want you to know that it's hard being a parent, no matter what age your kids are, and just be intentional with your time, be intentional with your words, and you're making a difference no matter what, and just be proud of yourself.
I love that. That's great. I mean, it is. It's like, let's just give ourselves grace too.
Absolutely.
We're learning every single day. And the beauty of it is, if you don't like what you did yesterday, that was yesterday.
Yep.
Day's a chance to try and start all over again.
Absolutely.
And I love this idea of the kind of the bucket list or the adventure list to do with your kids. That's something really fun to start the summer. Start today. You can do it today.
Start today.
Love this. Absolutely. Love it. Oh my gosh. So thank you, Laura. I am so grateful you could join us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun.
Absolutely. This is such good stuff. And thank you, parents, for taking time out of your busy day to spend with us. If you want to learn even more about how to set your teen up for success, both at school and in life, feel free to download my free gift to you, 7 Secrets to Motivating Teens, at askdrcam.com/motivateteens. Finally, if you enjoyed this episode and all the amazing nuggets of wisdom that Laura shared with us, please take a quick moment to rate and review. This helps other parents like you find the show. And I encourage you to share it with a friend as well. Until next time, have a peaceful, positive, calm day. And that's a wrap. Thanks for joining me today on Parenting Teens with Dr. Cam. Make sure to visit my website, www.askdrcam.com, where you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, Stitcher, or via RSS, so you'll never miss a show again. While you're at it, if you found value in this episode, I'd appreciate a rating on iTunes, and hey, why not share it with a friend too? Be sure to tune in to my next episode. And remember, parenting teens may not be easy, but with my help, it can be a whole lot easier than this.